Yes, well, we've got everything ready to go. We're buttoning up some minor details, of course, tonight and tomorrow, some of the things like setting up fence and all that. But the major things are all in place, and we're ready to begin the celebration of the century for Warsaw.
What has it been like to be so involved in this process? I believe you're chairing the committee.
Yes, I am. I'm chairing the committee, and it's just been a thrill, actually, to work with a lot of fine people there in Warsaw. They have really put up a tremendous effort out to not only change the face of Warsaw, but to change attitudes in Warsaw, and it's just been an awesome experience.
What are some of the highlights? What are those reasons that people are that should come out for this?
You know, I think people are, you know, they enjoy living in a community like Warsaw where people are like family pretty much. They got a lot of pride in the community. The school system is such a great asset, and everybody likes to get on board with things, even if there's a community member who has something, a health problem or something like that. I mean, it doesn't just affect the family. It affects everybody.
How long have you been in Warsaw?
I've lived there since the sixth grade. My mom and sister and I moved there to visit relatives. Actually, came through visiting and ended up staying.
Why have you stayed?
I stayed in Warsaw because I really enjoy the camaraderie of people there, and you can go downtown and everybody knows who you are, and are friendly. It's a very nice community to live in. I guess I'm telling my age a little bit, but I've been there probably almost 37, 8 years like that. So
I know one of the highlights is going to be that time capsule. I believe it's going to open about 5 o'clock maybe tomorrow night. What are you expecting?
You know, I would imagine there'll be some newspaper articles and maybe some different trinkets from that era. It'll be interesting. We really don't have an idea, so to speak, of what's going to be in there. We're kind of planning some things to put in ours, and one of them my buddies came up with was putting a cell phone in there. Who knows what cell phones are going to be like in 50 years?
Why should someone from Keokuk, Macomb, Burlington, all these places, why should they come down to Warsaw this weekend?
Well, I think the fact that, we're one of the oldest communities around, as far as that goes, 200 years is a major celebration, and we're putting on a nice family-oriented, and also, there's something for everybody there. I think anybody that would come to town will enjoy it, and they can actually see, what can happen when a bunch of people get together and decide to put forth an effort to create a celebration such as ours, just with the patriotic theme that we've got going on in town. It's amazing.
Probably the final thing, so much music. Why was so many different opportunities for music put into this?
You know, I think music plays into a part with everything that that goes on, and it creates memories, in that fashion. During the day, we've got a lot of things going on other than music, and the music is going to be there for people to enjoy, but there'll be all kinds of other things for kids and older people alike. Vendors will be around. We'll be displaying the time capsule. We've got actually Abraham Lincoln, reenactor, and his wife will be there, Mary Todd. They'll be there to give a speech, Mark Twain, all with ties to Warsaw over the years. And so there'll be some history to be learned, too. Basically we'll have, the things that you would assume or associate with an event like a bicentennial, and then followed by or in addition to musical performances that can be, exciting and also add to memories.
Any cost for any events, anything bringing chairs, anything like that, any of those details that people need to know?
Yeah, people should be prepared and bring lawn chairs if they want to. We're going to have seating available, but bring lawn chairs. Most of the events, in fact, everything in the park area will be free of charge, with the exception of some of the kids' things. I think we're charging $1 for a whole day band wristband for kids. The concerts at the brewery area will be $10 for each night, or a $15 pass for both nights. But other than that, everything is, as far as event-wise, is free of charge. Now, we will have some souvenirs available and the vendors will have, of course, their things. But we wanted to offer something that everybody could afford, and we've kept our costs down basically through generous contributions for things in the park from the community and people that are from the community. The only thing that we're actually charging for is the concerts at the brewery area. We feel that those should fund themselves, and we didn't want to put any undue hardship on the community itself to contribute for that. So we were just impressed by the generous, outpouring of contributions that came in to help us fund the thing. Back in the 1962 at the Sesquicentennial, there were several businesses in town that were thriving. And, of course, in this day and age, the small town businesses struggle, and we didn't want to go out and put any more hardship on those folks to try and contribute to something like this. They get hit up every day by different kinds of organizations. So, we kept our fundraising campaign to we went a different way with that.